DeSantis campaign announces education agenda tour supporting conservative school board candidates. By Hannah Blow on August 17, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., will be participating in what has been dubbed the DeSantis Education Tour beginning Sunday, August 21. As he will be making stops in key areas supporting conservative school board members. Touting his administration's pro-parent, student-first education agenda for Florida. These pro-parent, pro-student local school board candidates are committed to the DeSantis education agenda. Parental rights, curriculum transparency, and classrooms free of woke ideology are all on the ballot this election. And it starts with school board elections, DeSantis said in a statement. Florida's school boards need members who will defend our students and stand up for parental rights and will ensure Florida's children are protected from woke ideology in their classrooms. I am proud to stand by each of them, he said. The campaign's announcement comes on the heels of the governor endorsing a slew of conservative school board candidates across the state. Those he believes will champion his administration's educational blueprint, prioritizing students and parental rights in the classrooms. The blueprint includes endorsing candidates who reject lockdowns and indoctrination and support parental rights, curriculum transparency, and an emphasis on civics education. The stops on this particular education tour include Miami-Dade, Sarasota, Volusia, and Duval counties. The governor's current school board endorsements include Al Hernandez, Pasco County, Armor Persons, Lee County, Chad Choate, Manatee County, Christy Chung, Flagler County, Cindy Spray, Manatee County, Colonel Richard Tatum, Manatee County, Darren Horan, Monroe County, Aaron Skipper, Clay County, Jacqueline Rosario, Indian River County, Jamie Haynes, Volusia County, Jennifer Russell, Martin County, Jill Woolbright, Flagler County, Robin Marinelli, Sarasota County, Sam Fisher, Lee County, Stephanie Bisn, Hendry County, Phil Leary, Putnam County, Mildred Russell, Alachua County, Megan Wright, Brevard County, April Carney, Duval County, Charlotte Joyce, Duval County, Allie Legg, Hillsborough County, Roberto Alonso, Miami-Dade County, Monica Colucci, Miami-Dade County, Bridget Ziegler, Sarasota County, Timothy Enos, Sarasota County, Fred Lowry, Volusia County, Alexandria Suarez, Monroe County, Stacy Hahn, Hillsborough County, Patricia Rendon, Hillsborough County, Rick Nolte, Polk County. There is a playbook, and what I think so many people have now realized, as the result of the great parent awakening after COVID, the same playbook that happens in Sarasota County happens across the state and happens across the country. Conservative school board member and candidate Bridget Ziegler of Sarasota told Breitbart News Saturday in March. And it's largely based on indoctrinating local policy officials all the way down to professional development. Given to the educators, and that trickles down to indoctrinating our students with a very left, progressive agenda, she added.